Welcome to the Cold Steel Surgical Podcast with your hosts, Amir Farouk and Chad Ball.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our ongoing CARMS 2023 General Surgery Residency Highlights. This is a rebroadcast from last year with Dr. Lucy Hellier. Enjoy.
Dr. Hellier, thank you so much for joining us on Cold Steel today. We really appreciate you taking out the time to tell us about the Dalhousie General Surgery Program for our upcoming CARMS season. I'd just like to start by asking you to tell us a little bit about the Dalhousie Program and what are some of the strengths and weaknesses of the program.
Well, thanks a lot for asking me to participate. This is great. So DAL has a 5-year, as everybody else across the country, general surgery program. We are situated in Halifax, but we have rotations in New Brunswick and possibly Prince Edward Island and other communities outside in Nova Scotia. We take 5 residents a year, and so we have a complement of anywhere from 25 to 30 residents in our program. I think the strength of our program happens to be like the early onset of operating and independence. Residents are encouraged to use the skills lab, and we have ongoing skill sessions all the way through the 5 years to build on those surgical skills. I think that another strength would have to be the Maritimes. Maritime people are known to be warm and generous, and I think that resonates through our program and the rotations around the Maritimes. Everybody's always very happy to have residents, and they have excellent experiences in the community.
That's so true. You never hear anyone say anything negative about Dalhousie, and it's always a beautiful stop on the CSF tour over the years. We're curious, what is the typical breakdown of what your residents go on to do after graduation?
Great question, Chad. It varies. We have traditionally tried to train community surgeons, but we've had many subspecialties come out of our program. This year, we have a resident going to MIS, one going to HPB transplant, and another one going to thoracics. Last year, we had one go to surgical oncology. Subspecialty, success rate to fellowship is very, very high.
How many applicants do you take annually? And what are the traits and characteristics of an applicant that you'd be interested in?
Every year, we have many applications, but we generally interview 60. And of that, 5 positions are filled. We occasionally have an externally funded grad every other year. What I'm looking for in a surgery resident is someone who is self-motivated, who has great communication skills, who's a good team player, and has enthusiasm for life. Someone who works well with others and is generally easy to get along with.
Yeah, that's such a good point. The match with the program and the residents is clearly so important to ensure success. You know, you commented about the friendliness of the Maritimes and what a wonderful city Dalhousie resides in and that you get to work in. Tell us a little bit more about what a resident's life looks like, what some of the things available to them outside of work would be in the city, maybe for those who haven't been there.
So I think that Halifax has changed over the last 20 years. Halifax is now much more of a multicultural city. We have great restaurants and a good social life. There's lots of universities, so there's bars, activities, restaurants, all that sort of things. We have theater and concerts. So that's after hours. We have a really short commute to being outside and doing outdoors, such as hiking, kayaking. Of course, we don't have any downhill skiing. That would be you guys out west, but we have a lot of cross country and snowshoeing. The Maritimes has become a bit of a, a winery place. So we have lots of wine tours. We have little farms and generally outside excursions. I think that's probably what has changed the most. We of course have whale watching, and being on the Atlantic gives a great chance to go sailing, scuba diving, if you like the cold water.
And don't forget the lobsters in the airport.
That's right.
The last two questions we had for you are, one is if prospective applicants were interested in doing research, what kind of opportunities are there for them to do that? And then the last question we have is there anything else you'd like prospective applicants to know? And is there anything surprising about the program that they should know but might not know?
So for your first question on research, every resident, when they come into the program, is given a list of research topics which are aligned with staff people. And Dr. Newman is our research coordinator, and she mentors people all the way through their 5 years. You have to hopefully have an outline in your first year, present your working plan in the second, and have data collection in your third. We also have for people who want to go on to do more of a concentrated research time, a clinical investigator program, which is a 2 years fully funded from the Department of Surgery. And then they're off of all clinical duties and usually have secured funding. And they can be taken anywhere from second to fourth year. I have residents in fourth year who are just going into CIP now. And then you come back in after your 2 years, generally with a master's. We have, I've had residents do master's of education, master's in pathology, CIP. So it's got very varied. We've also had some residents take a 3-month block to really do a focused project. And everybody's encouraged to have an abstract presentation at a national meeting or CAGS, which we fully fund the residents to go to that meeting. So I think research is supported and our successes are celebrated. The last question is, what would people be surprised? Well, Halifax has a full complement of subspecialties. We have a multi-organ transplant program, and this year we're looking at over 30 liver transplants. The residents all rotate on transplant in their second year. They do 8 weeks where they go for donors and look after these transplant patients. We also have quite a busy surgical oncology program where we're doing cytoreductive and intraperitoneal chemo. We have liaison with medical oncology where we're looking after a lot of advanced melanoma patients. And we generally take from across the Maritimes and sometimes including Newfoundland to the Atlantic provinces. We would include quite a busy MIS program and colorectal surgery. We only have one fellow, two fellows right now, one in HPV and one in MIS. So the residents all are the primary caregivers and the assistants in all these large surgeries. And they also have a great exposure to access surgery. So when they're on access surgery as a PGY4, you are the fellow. So you're doing all of the cases, seeing patients and running the team. So I think that's quite a unique focus currently across the country.
You've been listening to Cold Steel, the official podcast of the Canadian Journal of Surgery. If you like what you've heard, please leave us a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, and feedback, so send us an email at podcast.cjs@gmail.com or tweet at us @CanJSurge. Thanks again.